Gus Levy looked at the pictures and the article on the front page and whistled through his teeth.
Oh, boy.
What is it, Gus? A problem? Are you having a problem? All night you were awake. I could hear the whirlpool bath going all night. You're going to have a crack-up. Please go to Lenny's doctor before you become violent.
I just found Mr. Riley.
I guess you're happy.
Aren't you? Look, he's in the papers.
Really? Bring it over here. I've always wondered about that young idealist. I guess he's received some civic award.
Just the other day you were saying he was a psycho.
If he was clever enough to send us over to Mandeville like two stooges, he's not that psycho. Even somebody like the idealist can play a joke on you. Mrs. Levy looked at the two women, the bird, the grinning doorman. Where is he? I don't see any idealist. Mr. Levy indicated the stricken cow in the street. That's him? In the gutter? This is tragic. Carousing? Drunken? Hopeless? Already a bloated derelict. Mark him down in your book next to Miss Trixie and me as another life you've wrecked.
A bird bit him on the ear or something crazy. Here, look at the bunch of police characters in these pictures. I told you he had a police record. Those people are his buddies. Strippers and pimps and pornographers.
Once he was dedicated to idealistic causes. Now look at him. Don't worry, you'll pay for all of this someday. In a few months, when Abelman is finished with you, you'll be out on the streets again with a wagon like your father. You'll learn what happens when you play games with somebody like Abelman, when you operate a business like a playboy. Susan and Sandra will go into shock when they find out they don't have a penny to their name. Will they give you the big go-by? Gus Levy, ex-father.
Well, I'm going into town right now to speak with this Riley. I'll get this crazy letter business straightened out.
Ho, ho. Gus Levy, detective. Don't make me laugh. You probably wrote the letter one day after you won at the track and felt good. I knew it would end like this.
You know, I think you're actually looking forward to Abelman's libel suit. You actually want to see me ruined, even if you go down with me.
Mrs. Levy yawned and said, Can I fight what you've been leading up to all your life? This really proves to the girls that what I've said about you all along was right. The more I think about Abelman's suit, the more I realize that the whole thing is inevitable, Gus. Thank goodness my mother has some money. I always knew I'd have to go back to her someday. She'll probably have to give up San Juan, though. You can't keep Susan and Sandra alive for peanuts.
Oh, shut up.
You're telling me to shut up? Mrs. Levy bounced up and down, up and down. I'm supposed to watch your smash-up in silence? I have to make plans for myself and my daughters. I mean, life goes on, Gus. I can't end up on Skid Row with you. We can only be grateful that your father has left us. If he had lived to see Levy Pants lost because of some practical joke, you'd really pay. Believe me, Leon Levy would have you run out of the country. That man had courage, determination. And whatever happens, the Leon Levy Foundation goes through. Even if Mother and I have to do without, I'm making those awards. I'm going to honor and reward people who have the kind of courage and bravery that I saw in your father. I won't let you drag his name down with you on your journey to Skid Row. After Abelman's finished, you'll be lucky to get hired as a water boy on one of those teams you love so much. Boy, will you have to work then, running around with a bucket and a sponge like a bum. But don't feel sorry for yourself. You had it coming.